Thank you very much, Chair. My delegation is speaking for the first time today, so allow me to reiterate that you have the full support of France, you and your team, in the implementation of your work and in the achievement of tangible and concrete results. France aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union and the statement made by Germany. In our national capacity, we would like to make a few comments. We have reiterated at the 6th review conference of the CCW the relevance of the framework that this convention provides for the evaluation of the issue of laws. It is based on these goals of this convention that fall under IHL and that aim to achieve a balance between military necessity and humanitarian principles that we must together build the operational and normative framework applicable for such systems. As others have mentioned, it is undeniable that the work done by the GGE has provided significant progress. We have made progress both in our understanding of the challenges represented by the development of potential lethal autonomous systems, as well as the identification of possible ways of ensuring that the development and application of such systems are in full compliance with international humanitarian law. Several options related to a future operational normative framework applicable to emerging technologies in laws have been presented by the high contracting parties. We thank the delegations that have disseminated their contributions. These options, propositions, and recommendations are undeniably points of convergence on which we should focus our efforts. As Germany has mentioned in the joint declaration made and with which France aligns itself, we believe that the two-tier approach is one of the common denominators. Allow me to recall the proposal made in 2021 jointly by Germany and France, as well as the contribution disseminated recently by France, Germany, Spain, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Italy, and the Netherlands. We consider this approach to be relevant both for structuring our discussions as well as for defining the components of a future operational and normative framework for laws. It is intended to ensure that the development and use of potential laws remains fully compliant with IHL. On the one hand, separating these systems that should be rejected and the systems that should be regulated by each HCP. I will allow myself now to emphasize an important element, which is that these two tracks are inseparable. With our partners, we propose a characterization of systems that, in our opinion, cannot be used in compliance with international humanitarian law. I'm referring to systems that operate entirely independently of human supervision or subordination to a chain of command. We also proposed measures that the HCP could take in order to ensure that the development and application of future laws, including those that use autonomy, are in full compliance with existing international humanitarian law. Chair, if you allow me, I would like to respond to this distinguished delegate of Cuba who voiced constructive criticism, and I would like to thank him. I would like to emphasize that we share his concern regarding the clear delineation of the responsibilities of states. And that is why the paper that we have jointly proposed with Finland, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Italy, and Sweden includes an entire section on this subject. I will refer to the second part, Paragraph 2, Alinea C, which proposes policies or measures that could be implemented to guarantee the responsibility, the accountability of states and individuals. I hope that this has answered the question, and I would also like to emphasize that France is willing to answer any questions or provide any clarification for any delegations that would wish to have some. France also supports the efforts made to reject incompatible laws that are incompatible with international humanitarian law, as well as via positive obligations to regulate at the national level the development and use of laws that have autonomy. Chair, France remains convinced that based on this two-track approach, we can achieve consensus. We can collectively now agree on measures in the framework of this forum in order to ensure that the development and use of lethal weapons systems in the framework of SALA are in full compliance with IHL. To achieve this, we must be able to count on the commitment of all. This commitment should be in a constructive spirit that also respects the convention, its goals, its principles, and more generally, it must also respect international norms for the establishment of international peace and security. Despite the challenges we have faced in the past and which we are facing now, the CCW remains the only appropriate forum for discussing laws. It is the forum that offers us the broadest format and ensures work connected to the goals and principles of the convention. I thank you, Chair.